AP Radio News, I'm Jackie Quinn. U.S. prosecutors say two California men arrested by the FBI wanted to become martyrs for the Islamic State group. The two 24-year-olds are being presented in court this afternoon. One picked up yesterday at Los Angeles International Airport after buying an overseas ticket. The White House says Congress must pass an extension for the NSA surveillance program aimed at tracking terrorists. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says this is their job.
To pass a piece of legislation that's really important to ensuring that the basic safety and security of the American people is protected, and that the basic civil liberties of the American people are protected.
The measure expires June 1st unless there's a vote to revive it. Hillary Rodham Clinton says all the information contained in her private emails surrounding the Benghazi attack was handled properly. Nearly 300 emails were released today by the State Department, although one of them had information that was redacted.
This very small portion of information, less than two sentences, was subsequently upgraded today at the request of the FBI.
New court records show police think that there is more than one suspect in the slayings of a Washington, D.C. family and their housekeeper last week. The information is found in the arrest warrant for Darren Dylan Wint. He was picked up last night. Hitting the road for the holiday weekend, you will not be alone, as our Julie Walker reports.
Parking spots are at a premium here at the Vince Lombardi service area off of the New Jersey Turnpike, where Derek Bonds decided to take a break from his long drive.
Come from South Jersey near Atlantic City on my way to Worcester, Massachusetts.
AAA expects about 33 million people to hit the road this holiday weekend, the busiest Memorial Day travel weekend in 10 years.
Stocks close lower today. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is trying to reassure Jewish Americans that he supports Israel after a series of high-profile disputes with Israeli leaders. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith explains.
The president says he'll insist any nuclear deal with Iran is both tough and verifiable.
This deal will have my name on it, so nobody has a bigger personal stake in making sure that it delivers on its promise.
But donning a yarmulke to speak at a Jewish synagogue, he said disagreeing with Benjamin Netanyahu on what's in the deal or about peace with the Palestinians does not make him anti-Israel.
I must object, and I object forcefully.
He says precisely because he cares so deeply about their future, he owes it to Israelis to speak out honestly. Mark Smith at the White House.
There are weather warnings for parts of the South this holiday weekend. Forecasters say a chance of heavy rainfall, possibly tornadoes and flash flooding. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.